Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Tyler Crabb. On today's program, we're joined by Pella Opera House Executive Director Cindy Atkins to discuss the return of the Opera House Outdoors event taking place on Franklin Street on Friday, May 29th.
So Cindy, we have made it through the craziness of tulip time. With that, you would think that things would maybe slow down a little bit, but for the Pella Opera House, that is not the case, because the final big event for the Pella Opera House for the 2025-2026 season is almost upon us with Pella Opera House Outdoors.
We are so excited to be bringing this event back to the 600 block of Franklin Street on Friday, May 29th. This is our third time with Opera House Outdoors. So we always seem to be making a few small changes to this event, but it's just so much fun setting up that big stage in front of the Pella Opera House and bringing in some great musical groups. Let's talk a little bit about the biggest change we're making this year, and that is that we are fencing in the 600 block of Franklin Street, really almost the entire block, because we are putting in our food trucks and beverages all inside of the fenced area so that families will actually be able to come inside the fenced area to enjoy the music, the food, and the music. It's going to be so much fun. So that's the biggest change we're making this year. People can still sit outside the fence, listen to the music. I think you'll hear the music just fine, even if you set up in Central Park. So I think it's wonderful that people can have that music, but it's also wonderful to be able to have the food trucks inside the fence and make it so that families can come inside together. We will also have a few food trucks set up in front of the windmill on East 1st Street as well. So if you aren't coming inside the fence, you can still get food over there. We also are so looking forward to our performers this year. Our performers start with an acoustic set by Ryan Doty. He is a singer and a songwriter out of the Des Moines area, but I would describe his music as Americana. It is just wonderful storytelling. It's amazing. Followed by Andalyn Sunderman, our local talent. We're so excited to have her and her guitarist on stage this year. The first full band that performs will be called Grit. So Grit is also formerly known as the Dutch Front Band, but they have rebranded and they added Robbie Michael as one of their lead singers, and they're focusing much more on country music this year. So we're going to bring a little bit of country to the Opera House Outdoors event. But we follow with our final band of the evening, Cover That Band, which plays great classic rock, and we are so looking forward to them on our stage as well. Tickets are available online, the wristbands. Advanced sales of the wristbands, you can purchase them, but you actually have to pick them up on the day of the event.
And again, we're talking to Cindy Atkins of the Pella Opera House here about the Pella Opera House Outdoors event. You mentioned the big change with kind of that change to the fencing area. As you mentioned, this is year number three. Maybe some smaller changes that not everyone will notice, but there may be a few other small changes that others will notice as part of this event as well.
And I do think it's wonderful we're bringing in four groups on our stage this year instead of just three. And we've reduced the amount of time of DJ music in between our performing acts because it's so fun to hear the live music going on. And it's just so much fun to see people be able to be together as a family as well.
Absolutely. And I know you kind of described a little bit about the four acts as well, but as we look at these four individual groups that are going to be performing as well, and just kind of having that variety too. I mean, that is something I know talking to you is such a big deal because there is such a wide variety of music taste even here in our community.
That is so true. And, you know, we can do just one kind of music and that will attract just the people that are interested in that music. But for a lot of people, this gives, if you're more into the bluegrass, more into the country, more into the rock, it gives something for everyone. So come for a bit of it or come for all of us. It's going to be great music throughout the night.
Absolutely. And I would be remiss because we've talked a lot about this event and it is such a big event. We probably should make sure we mention when the event is going to be taking place. In addition to where it's taking place, I know we mentioned the where, but people need to get this on the calendar because We all knew about the craziness of tulip time. Now this is right around the corner and getting ready to be upon us.
Oh, that's so true. It's May 29th, but it's such a good reminder for me to put out that for throughout the day on May 29th, the street in front of the Pella Opera House, Franklin Street from Marion County Bank down to the end of the street where the windmill is, will be closed the entire day on May 29th. But even though the street is closed, you know, there's plenty of parking outside the street. Still come on into the street, watch our stage come in and get set up, and shop these wonderful local businesses. Breadboard will still be open for lunch, and you'll still be able to stop over to Cloverleaf. You can sure go in and do some shopping at the boutiques on Franklin Street, because they'll still be open that day, even though there's not parking right in front. There's so many things to see when you're setting up for a music event like this. You can just come in and see what's going on, too, by strolling on the sidewalks. The sidewalks will be open, so it makes it easy for people to still get around, even though the street doesn't have any parking availability on May 29th. And also, the music should start at 4 o'clock on that Friday. So we're looking at the music starting around 4 and going till 10-ish, let's say, because if we run a little long, I promise we will be quiet by 10:30.
Hey, and that's a great way to look at it, too. And I just got to mention, too, because of that date, May 29th, it's going to be right at the end of the school year, a great opportunity to kind of come in and celebrate the end of the school year for those families that we kind of talked about earlier.
Absolutely. I'm just so excited that the families can all be together. We will have some picnic tables set up inside the fenced area, but also you're welcome to bring lawn chairs in and set up in front of the stage, because it is fun to be able to get inside. There's no charge for children aged 5 and under to get in. There is a charge for age 6 through the age of 20. It's $5 in advance or $7 at the gate. And of course, for 21 and older, the charge is $12 in advance or $15 at the gate. And again, you can buy those tickets or wristbands online prior to the event, but you have to pick them up individually at the Pella Opera House on the day of, because everyone who gets a 21 plus wristband does have to show an ID and get the wristband affixed at the Opera House.
Absolutely. And I know we mentioned they can go to the Opera House website to get those tickets. One thing that they're going to notice is that this is the 25-26 season ender. This is the finale. And So it's crazy to believe that. So people need to make sure that they're on the watch, because it won't be that long and you'll be announcing the 26-27 schedule.
It is so hard to believe that we're already at the end of the school year and at the end of the Pella Opera House season. But yes, around the 1st of July, we will be announcing our season, and it is exciting. It is filled with some great music, and we have some original music. We have some wonderful classic rock, some country, some just a little bit of everything. And I'm just going to say that my big tease is going to be the end of the season. Well, Mamma Mia, we sure like that ABBA sound.
Thanks again to Pella Opera House Executive Director Cindy Atkins for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com or subscribe wherever you get your podcast. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella, Hearthstone and Ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.